everybody. Michelle from Booth Sounds.
And Hi-Fi George.
We are at a place from our past, Bonnie Doon Bowling Lanes. So we're going to give you highlights from our bowling date today. I hope you enjoy. It's really quiet because league bowling is over.
Yeah. Now, sorry, were you going to say something else, Michelle?
And I'm hoping that you'll be able to hear things a lot better.
Yeah, the individual bowling rather mm-hmm. than everything all at once. Now, a little bit about this bowling. This is not 10-pin bowling. This is actually 5-pin bowling.
That's right.
Which is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
There's 5 pins.
Yep.
The ball is much smaller. It's about the size of a baseball, and it's really smooth.
Yeah.
You just kind of grab it with your hand. There's no finger holes. But the pins, as such, they're counted differently than regular. I don't know all of the specifics about it, but essentially, your your center pin,
mm-hmm.
which is called the head pin, is worth 5 if you get it on its own. Your next pins to the right and to the left of that are 3 points
mm-hmm.
each. And the corner pins, which are the most outside ones, are 2 points each.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have 10 frames, and the goal is to roll, of course, the highest score. And as in 10-pin bowling, if you get all the pins down in the first go, it's a strike. And if you get it in the second, it's a spare. And if you get it in 3, then you just count 15 points.
If you're that fortunate.
Yeah.
Of course, there's gutters on either side of the lane, and of course, those don't count for anything.
Yeah, exactly. So we've been told we have 5 practice balls each.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to start. Now I'm going to go up to the front and read what it says, because there's usually something on there, and that's where probably our stuff will differ a little bit. So I'm going to do that right now. I was just saying to George, I feel like I'm in tap shoes every time that I am in these. Just wait for it to... Okay. Welcome to the center. And I'm trying to read on here. Your team on the is on practice. So that means that we've got our 10 practice balls.
I was just explaining. Okay, so we've got 10 practice balls. I was just explaining to Audio Boo that unlike 10-pin bowling also, you don't keep the original ball.
Yeah.
You the balls come up the alleys.
Mm-hmm.
And they return at a little trough on the top.
Yep. Alongside, but it is... So it goes along a trough, but then it comes up into a rack.
A rack, yeah. So that rack's about... couple feet off the ground, so you can just kind of bend down a little, pick up a ball.
Yep.
Plenty to choose from.
Yeah, so
sometimes I think it's better that way. You don't have the hassle of trying to keep track of your own ball.
Yeah, and there's different weights too, so then that way you can feel for the best weight for you.
Yeah.
So, this will be interesting for me because I have never before bowled with a smartphone in hand, and one of these days I'll figure out a way.
I'm not about to try it.
Yeah, but you've got your binaurals.
Yes, I'm going to try to upload something from binaural from the alley perspective. A little daring of me, I suppose, but that's okay.
Yeah, and I might do something with regards to the DR1 from another just for an ambient perspective a little later.
Okay.
So, anyway... I'll start on my first.
Yeah, give her a shot.
Yep. Okay, so let's see here. There's a nice, it looks to be a nice light one. Okay, so I'm going to go up to the. For me, I go almost up to the line, at least the first few balls. Wow. That was... That would have been a 13. There was a chance of a spare. Now, do we want to go 5 for me and then 5 for you?
Yeah,
and
that's probably best.
Okay. Yeah. That one didn't feel very good anyway. So that's ball 2. Gutter ball at the very end. Actually, I think we should dedicate this to someone. Hey? Announcer 1980? Because you're always giving us your bowling sounds, so. Yeah. So, that's 3 balls, I believe. So I'll check at the end of this one. Ooh, I loved that one a little bit. Oh, it looked like it could have gone down. I had it twice now. I've had one pin. Especially that one. Looked like it could have gone down. It was wibbling and wobbling. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, 6 balls remaining, so I've got one more. Not bad, that would have made 3. So, that's me done. So whenever you're ready, and I'll get one of yours on my boon, we'll leave it at that.
I've had to stop for a minute, because I'm just about out, but yeah.
Okay, well, maybe, we'll leave it to whatever, maybe to the next one then.
Or I can go get the last, yeah, because I don't know how I'm going to do that. I need both hands.
Well, we'll do it on mine then.
Yeah.
So you can just put yours where you need to be. And we'll go. I'm going to pause mine.
Mine went out.
George is finding the line. So that's where you need to point your feet at. And while you're doing that, I will get your ball. Okay.
So that's reasonable.
Yep, about right there. Yeah, should do it.
Okay.
But step forward. Where your hands where your feet need to be. Yep.
I just don't want to foul.
Left foot back. Left foot back a bit. Just a there, perfect. And you're actually really good.
Oh, yes. Holy ball.
Yep. Ah, shuckins. First one's a gutter. Anyway, we'll leave it at that. Safe journeys, everybody.